Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to this bite-sized episode of Life Lessons with me, Simon Mundy, in which we revisit a nugget from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. We live in a culture that worships success, and one dictionary definition of success is the attainment of wealth, favour and fame. But the fact is, you can't fill an inner void with accomplishments and approval, no matter how much you get. And often the research shows what drives people to great heights of success can actually be a sense of inner disquiet. So the question is, by putting success on such a pedestal, are we actually doing people a disservice? Now, I would argue the reason people want external success and approval is because they believe, whether they realize it or not, that it will bring them internal happiness. But again, the research just doesn't back this up. So rather than looking at someone who is, say, mega wealthy, famous, successful, and thinking, well, they're winning and I'm not, it may be worth stepping back and considering what is actually driving them. Now, this isn't to cast judgment on quote-unquote successful people. It's just to suggest that perhaps thinking success makes such people special really isn't the whole story. And in many cases, they may even need empathy rather than envy. Now, one of my previous guests who touched on this was Caitlyn Jenner, probably the most famous transgender woman in the world, who won Olympic decathlon gold, breaking the world record along the way as Bruce Jenner back in 1976. While gender dysphoria was one of the issues Jenner battled, the bigger problem initially was dyslexia and the effect that it had on Jenner's sense of self-worth.
The bigger problem was not being dyslexic and, you know, kind of struggling with reading and not be a good fluid reader in school, which is really important for a lot of people.
Yeah.
My biggest fear was to go to school because I was afraid the teacher was going to make me read in front of the class. And I was petrified of that. I didn't want anybody to know I had the problem. But the bigger problem is self-confidence. You think you're not smart. That simple process is not working like it does with everybody else. You lose interest in school. Go hide. Hmm. And that was more me. I didn't want anybody to know I had the problem. Hmm. You know?
So did they label you then as someone who was not academic? And then did you internalize that?
Yes. And it wasn't until really junior high school I can remember somebody, some psychologist giving it a word being, you're dyslexic. My first impression is, oh my God, am I going to die? I didn't know. It sounds so terrible.
So that really hit your self-esteem then, the dyslexia?
Oh, it's big time.
Really?
Yes. And that's why in fifth grade, we had a running race in gym class out in the parking lot. We had to run around all these chairs and they timed every kid in school. And I wound up having the fastest time in the whole school. And everybody's coming up and saying, you know, oh, I didn't know you were that fast. Everybody's giving me a pat on the back, and I beat everybody in school. I wasn't getting that in the classroom.
So you had a status all of a sudden.
And so all of a sudden, I kind of go, what's this thing called sports? And that's where kind of it all started. And a lot of the training and was really running away from a lot of the issues I had. You know, when you look back on your life and you kind of try to figure all these things out, you know, being dyslexic, gender dysphoric, you know, these types of things going on in my life, kind of struggling in school a little bit. That's what made me who I was later on down the line. Because for me, when I got into sports, it became more important for me personally to succeed at sports and to work hard at sports because of all these issues. I think back on my life and I think, what if I would have been average? What if I would have been an okay reader? Okay, happy and all that kind of stuff. Sports come along, I wouldn't have needed it. It wouldn't have been that important to me because everything's kind of just struggling along. And I look at a lot of people who are successful, you know, and done tremendous things in their life. And then you look back on their lives, oh my God, you know, you had, this is what you were struggling with when you were younger. You know, it's kind of like if it's taken away a little bit here, it's given to you over here. Your job is to go find this area over here.
It's interesting when you talk about very successful people, because I think it's becoming increasingly evident that particularly in sports, but in all spheres, people who are mega, mega successful, oftentimes there is a real driver, which may be, you know, a sense of difficulty within them.
Yes, totally agree with that. They say success is not measured by heights attained, but by obstacles overcome.
I was going to quote that to you later. But
Well, see, I beat you to it. God, you read the book.
Yeah, there we did.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this bite-sized episode of Life Lessons. And if you'd like to get in touch with any thoughts, ideas, suggestions, or questions, please visit simonmundy.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.